This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A coalition of Native nations says it's relieved President Biden restored full protections for Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Sean Chapuse is the chairman for the Ute Indian tribe, which has roots in Colorado. He says Biden's order will protect the memory of his ancestors, who left settlements, pottery, and cliff paintings across Bears Ears.
It's not so much about the fight that we're in now, but the history that led to now. So, you know, when we fight for these kind of stuff, we're fulfilling our responsibilities, our custom, our traditions, or our upbringing.
The designation reverses former President Trump's decision to shrink the monument. Chapuse says President Biden should now find a way to keep it protected, no matter which party holds the White House. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police officer shot someone Thursday night, leaving the person hospitalized. According to the Gazette, detectives found a vehicle tied to a pair of bank robberies at a park, and attempted to contact the person inside. Police say the suspect shot at officers at least once before they shot back and was arrested. No one else was injured. No ID on the suspect. And masks are now required inside all Jefferson County and municipal government buildings starting today. The order will stay in place until the county has 21 consecutive days of moderate or low transmission of COVID. The County Board of Health is also considering requiring proof of vaccination or weekly COVID testings. You're listening to CPR News.